With talks between the EU and the UK continuing through the night, the Irish Times, Irish Daily Mirror and Belfast Telegraph all lead today with the possibility of a Brexit deal being struck before tomorrow's EU summit meeting. The Times and Mirror strike an optimistic tone with the headlines, "Prospects of Brexit deal at summit improve" and "On the brink of a deal." The Telegraph, meanwhile, leads with a quote from DUP leader Arlene Foster, who said last night that gaps remained on a Brexit deal that her party could support. Insurance rip-offs and insurance scams provide two of this morning's other papers with their lead stories today. The Irish Independent leads with the line that the central bank is to launch a probe into the practice of dual pricing, which is when insurers use big data to target clients, often older customers, who are unlikely to challenge their renewal quotes. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, leads with the arrest of three generations of the one family from West Dublin who are alleged to have lodged up to 60 fraudulent insurance claims against councils in Dublin and Kildare. And that story is also carried inside most of today's other papers. The Irish Sun and Herald both lead today with the questioning of two men in relation to the fatal stabbing of 31-year-old Derek Redden in Loughlinstown in Dublin in the early hours of yesterday morning. Charity in need of €34 million extra per year. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The charity in question is the Cope Foundation, which provides services and supports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities and autism. Chief Executive Sean Abbott says that without that extra funding, the charity won't be able to meet its obligation to service users. The Irish News leads today with the line that families of the 10 Protestant workmen who were murdered at Kingsmill in South Armagh in 1976, along with the sole survivor, Alan Black, have called for the inquest into the IRA atrocity, which has been running for more than 5 years, to be brought to an end. The families state that in the past year, a number of hearings have been cancelled or rescheduled. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the Garda investigation into a rape allegation. The Echo, meanwhile, leads with the line that Gardaí say that there has been an increase in pornography investigations in Cork City in recent years. Homeowners are being warned that perpetrators are parking outside homes where there is no Wi-Fi security code to download pornographic images. The Independent runs with the front page picture of Amy Dunn, the woman who, as a teenager, became known as Miss D during her High Court fight to travel for an abortion 12 years ago. She talks to Tanya Sweeney in today's paper about the impact that case had on her life. The picture in the front of today's Times, meanwhile, taken yesterday by Tom Honan, is of two rutting stags in the Phoenix Park. And finally, the Examiner runs with another wildlife picture in its front page today. The picture, called The Moment, which won the Natural History Museum of London's Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition, was taken in China and features a marmot being startled by an approaching fox. A number of other papers also carry the same picture on their inside pages today. And the Mail informs us that, sadly, it didn't end well for the marmot.